Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. Hey, before we get into this review, do me a favor. Subscribe. Is it here? Maybe it's over there. Somewhere on the bottom there, subscribe. It helps with the metrics and allows us to do more videos like this for you guys. That being said, let's get into this review. Looky, looky. Comic booky. Magic the Gathering. This is issue number two. Reviewed issue number one. I really liked it. I like Magic the Gathering is a card game. It's been around for over 20 years. It has very, very good staying power. And it seems like it just keeps getting more and more popular. That being said, a lot of the lore and legend and stories behind Magic are really good, man. They haven't really been pushing the stories behind this until just recently. Well, within the past 10 years or so, I would guess. Actually, more like 5 years. A lot of the novels, if you've read them, War of the Spark was excellent. Hour of Devastation. It tells you, you know, the stories behind each set. Because each set, it follows, and by set, I mean every time they put out a new batch of cards for the game, there's a story behind them, you know, the different planes that they go to. Okay, this one, I'm liking it so far. The first one, somebody's attacking guild masters. They don't know why. Then they kind of figure out, wait, the guild masters they attacked are all planeswalkers. Is this some kind of concerted effort against planeswalkers? Don't know. They're trying to figure it out. They attacked. Jace tried to get into the mind of one of the assassins. And somebody, I guess, set a mental trap for him there. Because when he did that, it pretty much made him catatonic. He's kind of in a coma. Physically, he's fine. It's just mentally, he's kind of shut down. And that's where the first one ended. This one, you got... They're over on Zendikar in the roiling Earth area. They decided to go off-world to talk so that they wouldn't be overheard in Ravnica. Ravnica's where all the guilds for Magic are. It's also full of spies and ne'er-do-wells. You can get in just as much trouble at Ravnica by saying the wrong thing. Anyway, you got Ral and Kaya and Vraska down here discussing, you know, what happened. Vraska is kind of got more skin in the game because her and Jace are on-again, off-again type couple. Because Jace is a man whore. He sleeps with any planeswalker that says yes. So, you know, they're all discussing it, and they kind of figure out that these assassins, they must be after planeswalkers. They didn't attack any of the other guilds, only the guilds with members who were planeswalkers. So they figure that out. They said, hey, let's go check on, you know, let's go back. We'll check on Jace. He's at the Frozen Heart area there. They're kind of, they don't align with any of the guilds. They're hospitallers. They're healers, and they're healing Jace. They got him in an assault bath there, just kind of trying to heal him. They said, you know, physically he's fine. And mentally he's thrown up some defenses and it shut him down from whatever he saw in that assassin's mind when you try to read it. And while they're talking about Jace, all you see is Vraska all of a sudden yell for the abbot of the hospitallers to duck, to get down. And Vraska, her power is she can turn dudes to stone. She is a Gorgon, just like Medusa, basically. She can turn people to stone. So, you know, that's a full-fledged attack on this group here. And they're starting to figure it out. Like, you know, we didn't advertise we were coming here. Nobody knew we were coming here. So these assassins must not be after just planeswalkers. They must be specifically after Jace. So they're protecting Jace. They're, you know, Ral and Vraska and Kaya are going through these assassins like they're nothing. And, you know, well, to them, they really are nothing. So you got a few pages of the fight, and they try to get the assassins, they count a few of them alive, so they're trying to get them to tell them, you know, who sent you, why are you doing this. But they have a failsafe that if they fail their mission, they save the failsafe, and it kills like a cyanide tablet, I guess. Takes them out so they don't give up information. Vraska, who's leader of the Golgari swarm, she goes back and she tells them, hey, no longer will we be the ones getting picked on and beat up. We're going to take care of what's going on, all these assassins coming in. You know, and then Kaya goes back to her guild, because she's also a guild master. She doesn't really like being a guild master. She took out all the Obzedats. She's a ghost assassin, so she killed all the Obzedats, who are ghosts that are ghost bankers, I guess. They want your debt even beyond their death. They will collect their debt. And her second in command is Tomek. Why am I telling you that? Well, because Tomek and Rao Zarek, who's one of the other planeswalkers featured in the story, they're lovers. Yep, that's right. And then it flashes over to Rao, and he's talking about they need to protect Jace. So all three, you know, all the guilds sent people over to protect Jace from being attacked. Those three, you know, Rao, Kaya, and Vraska go to talk to the conclave, you know, all the guilds. Niv-Mizzet, the Fire Mind, who is a dragon, used to be leader, I believe, of the Izzet clan, Izzet guild. He's the mediator, I guess, the moderator, the head dude. He resolves all problems between the guilds. And they're saying, hey, all these guild masters were attacked. This is an attack on Ravnica. If they make Ravnica unstable, which Ravnica is, I guess, one of the areas with the strongest ley lines for magic. So that's why they have all the guilds there to kind of maintain that that equality between all the guilds. And everybody's there except for the Dimir. Yeah, the Dimir are not there, and they make reference to that. You know, the Dimir guild is all spies and information sellers. They're bad news. So they're not represented. Lazav is their dude. He's not there. His chair is empty. So they're like, hey, it stands to reason. We think it's them. And the Selesnya guild, who are the hippies, the do-gooders, very green. They represent the balance between nature and civilization. But they say it's not fair to accuse someone who's not here to refute it. So they're like, okay, let's get them to answer. They need to answer to this. And everybody agrees, like, yeah, they really should. You should go get answers from Dimir to see if this was them. What is their defense of this accusation? And, you know, like I said, everybody agrees. And it name drops a whole bunch of them. You got Borborygmos. I can't even say it today. Aurelia, Niv-Mizzet. You got all the big name guild masters, planeswalkers. They're all there. And then on the last page, it's a full page shot of Tezzeret. If you know anything about magic, Tezzeret is a bad dude. He's kind of more machine than anything else. A lot of technology stuff in him. He sided with, he's a bad guy. You really don't want to cross him. But he seems to be maybe behind the assassins. We will see, because it shows him on, it says Zendikar earlier. And that's where they were talking. So I wonder if he was on Zendikar, maybe spying on them, on those three. I don't know. We'll see. If you like Magic the Gathering, like I said, with the backstories, you're going to really enjoy this one. It follows right along with Magic, the Gathering lore, legend, story, whatever you want to call it. I like it. I like it a lot. It follows really well on the heels of the first one. Now we're getting into the meat of it. We found out, you know, these assassins are coming pretty much after Jace, mostly, and just you know, if anybody else is in the way, they'll take him out too, but they're not targeting anyone, it seems like, except Jace. We'll find out why Jace has always been one of the central characters since he came into existence. People love them some Jace. I don't know. Not me, though. I'm not a Jace guy. I kind of like Braska. I like Braska. I like Kaya. So there you have it. We will find out soon, I'm sure, at least in the next issue, why they're coming after Jace. And there's going to be a big confrontation. There always is. And it looks like Tezzeret's going to be the big one. Maybe Lazav. And we will find out when the next one comes out. So that's my review for Magic the Gathering, number 2. It's worth a subscription. I would subscribe to it. I liked it a lot. I really like Magic lore. I like the stories. It makes the card game that much better for me when I play it, when I know the backstories between these. Instead of just, oh, this force wants to kill this force. Well, now you kind of have a little backstory to know why. That being said, that's my review, Magic the Gathering number 2. Subscribe to it. It was good. While you're subscribing, subscribe to this channel. It helps a lot with the metrics, and we are able to do more videos like this for you guys for free. And while you're at it, bing! Hit that bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.